right wing. Just right. The Rick Smith Show.
Yesterday's election in Georgia. Again, one of those moments of organizing, of coming together, of getting people active, engaged, excited about the political process. And I think that's really important to keep, you know, even in this time where Democrats kind of took a shellacking in the last election, to re-energize, to re-engage, and to get behind people who, well, are willing to stand up and fight. And I look at the guy in Georgia. I thought he did a great job, and I look forward to the next month. But, you know, there are other elections going on, especially in your hometowns all across the country. And I looked at Virginia, where we have the highest Democratic woman, the woman running for the highest ballot on the ballot this year, highest office, Lieutenant Governor there in Georgia. Again, one of these people that you really, all across the country, should be getting behind. Simply because, look, I think she's right on the issues. That's why I've asked Susan Platt to come talk with us. If you want to check out our website, we've got a link, SusanPlattForVirginia.com. Susan, thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
So, you know, why? Why do you want to throw yourself in? I ask this of every candidate. Why put yourself in this jackpot?
Well, I'll tell you, I know what it's like for Virginia families who struggle with unemployment, addiction. I've lost a stepdaughter to addiction, elder care, and lack of opportunity for the kids. And as Lieutenant Governor, I just pledge to everyone that I will fight every day to create more jobs and improve the schools and provide better support for children and seniors. Rick, I have been a tireless advocate from behind the scenes for lots of good men and good causes for over 25 years. I helped the small businesses in Virginia and large businesses so they could hire more Virginians and pay better wages. I served in the Virginia Tourism Corporation Board, helping to boost the economy in that way. I was a pioneer for women in Congress, serving as then Joe Biden's chief of staff in the Senate years ago when that wasn't very common. I was Chuck Robb's campaign manager against the evil Oliver North in 1994, a race that was the biggest in the country, and no one said we would win, and we did. And later I founded two grassroots organizations in Virginia, the Farm Team and Emerge Virginia, and I've trained over 300 women to run. And I will tell you, this year, when no woman stepped forward to run, and it's something that I never thought that I would do myself, I just woke up the day after Donald Trump had won. I have to admit, I had sat on the couch for a little while eating some chocolates and whatever else felt good.
Yep.
And my dad didn't raise me to sit down and not fight back to bullies. And I just sat and thought, and I just said to my husband, I cannot sit back this time. I just have to do this. I lost my pops about a year and a half ago. He was one of 13 children from an immigrant family from Czechoslovakia. And he and his brothers and his father worked in the steel mills of Pittsburgh. So he was the only one to go to college on the GI Bill, and he taught dance at Arthur Murray, and he had a good life for a few years. He was an engineer at Westinghouse, and he married my mom, and they had me. Well, at age 9, my mom passed. So I relied on my pops to take care of me and surround me and his siblings. But I'll tell you one thing he did, and one thing I have to thank a lot of men out there in the country that they do every day is they empower their daughters. And he did me, and he taught me that I could be anything I wanted to if I just really worked hard and wanted it enough, and to never, ever stand down against bullies. And that's why I'm running. Okay. I will stand up to the bullier in chief every single day that I'm in office.
Good on you. And at the end of this, I mean, you look at what's going on in this country, Susan, and we need fighters. And I've been saying for a long time, you know, the Democratic Party, I think, has lost its soul for a little bit. And the hope is that people like you and others step forward and bring that back, that fight back, instead of being the ones, you know, who are willing to stand on the sidelines and push everybody else, getting out there, rolling up the sleeves and taking on the bully.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I like a lot of families, we've all had our struggles. And I don't tell people about my struggles to have them feel sorry for me or anything. I tell them because I think they know that I understand. I can relate to them. You know, I talk about just losing my stepdaughter, Karen, a year and a half ago to addiction. It's something that my husband and I dealt with for over 10 years with her. And she had two children, so we had to help take care of our grandchildren. But one thing, when she passed a year and a half ago, my granddaughter reminded me of something I said to her years ago when they were living with us. She heard me on the phone, and this is really going to sound silly, Rick, but you'll see my point, is that she heard me on the phone talking to my husband about needing the tires changed on my car. And I hung up the phone, and she looked at me, and she said, Grandma, Susu, as a feminist, you should be changing your own tires. And I thought, okay, what am I going to say to this? And so I looked at her and I said, Kristen, it's because I'm a feminist, I choose not to change their tires. And I laughed, and I had forgotten all about that story, and she reminded me, and she said, Susu, you taught me to be an activist, and that's what she is now, I'm so proud of that, that everyone should have a choice in what they want to do in life, and not be put in a corner or pegged to something or be discriminated against or anything else that they don't want to do. And so this is what this is about, giving people the opportunity to make the choices they want to succeed and have a happy life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in laying that out, it's, you know, it's what I dream for my daughters. It's why I have a lot of the beliefs that I have and push for a lot of things that I do, because I want my daughters to have those choices going forward. But, you know, one of the memes I saw over the weekend on Monday with the Easter egg roll was interesting. You've got, you know, President Trump, the only choices women can have with eggs is, you know, on Easter.
Well, I got to tell you, that's why when no one was running this year, and I put so many women forward and trained so many women, because when I was running races back in the 90s, which seems like a long time ago now, and it was, I remember at that time there was a fellow, you remember his name, who had a radio talk show, G. Gordon Liddy.
Yep.
Basically the Rush Limbaugh of
the
his
plumber.
Time. Yes, and I will tell you, at one point someone called me and said, you're not going to believe what he just said about you. And I said, what? He said, you must give good massage, which is why you're Chuck Robb's campaign manager.
Ooh.
That's why I do what I do. And I will tell you, you know, I did get sweet revenge because we won that race by being outspent nearly 4-1. And I won campaign manager of the year at that time, bipartisan group across the country, because I've started the farm team and Emerge Virginia, and I'm running because that's not right.
You
know, to be discriminated like that, to be bullied like that, to be talked about in that way, no one deserves that. And I serve in the Virginia Tourism Corporation Board. Tourism means a lot to Virginia. And I was out, not only did I march, I marched on Washington for the Women's March, and I announced 3 days later, and I plan to march all the way through November 7th. But I went out to Dulles Airport when Trump announced the Muslim ban. Dulles Airport is a major economic driver. Leaving aside the fact that it's wrong and what this country was founded on, it's wrong what he's doing.
Right.
I just think any of these kind of bullying tactics, if you're not a billionaire like Donald Trump, just look out, because here he's going to come after you.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean,
every day we have to wake up and fight.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been saying for a while, you know, John Edwards' frame in 2004 was right. The two Americas, there's Trump's America, and then there's the rest of us. And if you think the rest of us are going to do well, think again, which is why I come back to why we need people in political office, and which is why I'm glad, Susan, that you've thrown into this. And I highly suggest people check out your website, SusanPlattForVA.com. We'll get a link at the RickSmithShow.com. Just click on Susan's name. But here's the thing. I look at a state like Virginia, and Virginia is an interesting state. You have, you know, just absolute huge amounts of wealth in the north part and abject poverty in the southern part. How do you propose that you help adjust some of that or help that southern part? Because I look at the southern part of Virginia as, you know, it's part of Appalachia, right?
It is. And I have gone down to the coal fields and met with the coal miners down there, and we talked about it. And, you know, they know that they're having a tough time. And I will tell you, so many people, when I asked them a question at that table, how many people had broadband, out of 30 people, I think 3 people raised their hand.
Wow.
They don't have access to the Internet. So how are their children going to learn and be prepared for future opportunities? So I talked to them a little bit more about that. And the same thing with the farmers down in Southside just the other day. Because I've served in the tourism board, I remember at one point, one fellow came to one of our board meetings and he threw down a gold-painted oyster shell. And he said, we've let Maryland take the crab. Let's not let them take the oyster. So his idea was that we had developed oyster shells and new industries around it. Well, Virginia has done that. There are many oyster shells. And so now people are working. Small businesses have sprung up. But what else happened? The oysters clean the water. So I have pledged to folks, because Lieutenant Governor is a part-time position, I pledge to make it a full-time position for me and travel to each part of this Commonwealth, each city and locality, particularly those that have not advanced economically and educationally, and medically, because they don't have services, right. And work with their elected officials, their community leaders, their union members, their teachers, their doctors, and say, how do we forge a consensus to have opportunity that as we look forward for the next generation, 2 and 3, down the line? And I think it's something that I know that's happening in Floyd, Virginia, on their very own, they've done this. Because people, you know, I'm not a politician. I'm a grassroots organizer and activist. So when I go to people, I don't say, here's what I'm going to do for you. I say, how can we help you? How can we together work this out? And that's the approach that I would take as Lieutenant Governor.
Right. Because the reason I brought it up is because those are Trump supporters. I mean, you're going, that's the heart of Trump country right there. And, you know, how do you reach out to those folks? Because look, maybe you'll agree, maybe you won't. I don't see anything that Donald J. Trump is going to do over the next 100 days, over the next year, over the next 4 years is going to help those folks at all one little bit. So what happens to those people when they're just left on the side of the road, and who's going to be there to help them? And it sounds like you've got an idea.
I do. And I think, you know, there was about 30 people there. I think there were 28 men maybe and 2 women, and they sat and listened to me. And that's part of this, is you have to listen to people. You have to understand where they're coming from and not say, here's how I'm going to fix your life. They have to have input. And I want to make Virginia a better place to live, work, and raise a family, which is what the coal mining unions had done for years. And what I had done is an advocate for Virginia companies. And as, of course, you know, my old boss, Joe Biden, I had the opportunity to be his chief of staff. No one stood up more than for the union worker than Joe did. So as Lieutenant Governor, I want to work to create a new good-paying jobs, union jobs, in the clean energy sector, which will strengthen our economy and our environment. You know, you go out to these coal fields, and I mentioned to these guys, there's already electricity going to some of these closed mines. Well, why couldn't we bring in some wind turbines that require some electricity? It's already there.
Right.
Put them up.
Sounds like a plan to me. Sounds like common sense. Sounds thoughtful. Gee, might want to try that for a lieutenant governor position there in Virginia.
I'll tell you, the main function of lieutenant governor is to break ties in the Virginia Senate. And currently, the Virginia Senate is 21-19 Republican. So you can imagine, there are ties that do come around when it comes to expanding Medicaid, which we haven't done in Virginia, which leaves 400,000 people without the insurance they need. When it comes to raising the minimum wage to $15,000, I will be there to help pass those things. And I will tell you, there's a woman who I think is going to be elected in the Republican primary for lieutenant governor, and I call her transvaginal Jill Vogel, because she's the one that put forth all the invasive examinations for women, and talks a good game, but I will tell you, she's no more in favor of nonpartisan redistricting than the man in the moon.
Wow.
And I am. And that's how we work to change it in Virginia.
Since you brought up, you know, that issue, I mean, it blows my mind that a woman would subject another woman to that. It just blows my mind.
Rick, it blows my mind, too. I clearly don't understand it. But it's when you talk about some of the party people, which is why we need to change, we need to redistrict in a way which is nonpartisan, because so many of these people, the way their districts are drawn now, they can get away with saying basically anything and not really doing anything productive that actually helps people put food on the table and a roof over their head and help to educate their children.
And that's something you'd push for in Virginia, redistricting reform?
Most definitely.
Because I think all across the country, sans a couple of states, it's something we need desperately. In Virginia, you know, I haven't looked at the map, but I know here where I live in Pennsylvania, there are some very creative drawings that even Rorschach would be going, wow, that's screwed up.
Same way in Virginia, I guarantee you.
So what can we do to help? We don't want our listeners to do. What do we do?
Well, there was a recent, the only published poll came out, had me leading my two opponents by nearly 2-1.
Nice.
And I just got in the race in January. They've been running for nearly a year. But, you know, coming in that late, we need to do more organizing and more outreach, and we need more money. And I hate to say it, but that's really what it comes down to. So if anybody would like to go to my website, www.susanplatt4va.com, and make a contribution, we sure would appreciate it, because we're fighting the fight. We're trying to, what I talk about, I'm talking about an opportunity platform to create jobs and opportunities for all Virginians and close the opportunity gap. And I hope some of your listeners will sign up and join me on the website and follow me on Facebook and Twitter and make a contribution.
There you go. We'll get a link at thericksmithshow.com. Just click on Susan's name. Take you right there. I hope folks will make a donation. And, look, this is what we need. We need fighters in political offices. And Susan sounds like a good one to me. Susan, I appreciate the time. I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much, Rick. Good to talk to you today.
Great talk. We look forward to talking to you again. Let's take a quick break. 1-888-520-RICK. 1-888-520-7425. This is the Rick Smith Show. For working people, come to talk.
Rick Smith Show, changing America for the better.